This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, Episode 15 for Wednesday, April 24th, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Mindy Burback.
And I'm Brian Fitzgerald. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place that it is. Today is going to be a real fun episode as we get to hear from students that are part of the Arnold Elementary Community Learning Center Junior Jobs Club, who recently visited our district office to learn about communications.
That was a lot of fun. But first, let's take a look at the headlines on our LPS website. Well, Jason Keyes got to go cover a really fun story. Science lessons take flight at Wysong Elementary. 116 first graders at Wysong Elementary have been learning about life cycles as part of the science curriculum, and they welcomed caterpillars into their classroom about a month ago. Well, Jason got to go visit these first graders at Wysong as they got to release their butterflies and wave goodbye, and the photos on this story are phenomenal.
That was my favorite part of this story, was the photos. The kids are so dialed in, and you can tell that they're just looking at these and just waiting for them. You can see little hands waving at them. Go see it for nothing else than the photos.
It was a great story. Also on our website, EduCare has been a lifesaver for several families here in Lincoln. EduCare Lincoln is a partnership between Lincoln Public Schools and the University of Nebraska and the Buffett Early Childhood Fund, and it currently serves 158 children. It's designed to support parents who are working or in school and need a full day year-round care and educate their children. And there are some stories on there from families who have been impacted by the services from EduCare.
Being a year-round service really helps some of these parents that want to have their child in a great setting, and EduCare provides it.
Also on our website, don't forget this Saturday is the Backpack Extra Mile, Project Extra Mile Walk. Don't forget, that's coming up at East High. Last night on the LPS Live board preview, we had Sue Casada talking with Don Mayhew about the Backpack Walk and what people can expect and why we do this program. So don't forget to do that this Saturday at East High School. You don't have to have donated to participate in the walk. You can come, bring food, donate food, or just come walk with everyone. It's going to be a gorgeous day at East High School at 10 a.m.
Always a fun day.
And also on our website, check out those summer programs. It's hard to believe we've only got about 5 weeks left of school. There's so much going on in the summer. We don't stop just because it's summertime. You can find information about summer school, the summer technology program, and summer music camps for your student.
As we've been going to activities here towards the end of the school year, I know lots of people have been promoting all their summer programs, the music camps and everything. So all the information is in one place. You can go get it. That all out of the way, we also have a lot of spring activities that are coming to their ends. Athletic teams are beginning their district competition. Students are involved in the arts and getting to show, you know, the tremendous growth that they've made in this year through concerts and displays. Coming up Wednesday tonight, 4 p.m., we've got girls tennis, Lincoln High Southwest at Woods. And at 5 p.m., we have baseball, North Star Southeast at Seacrest. Tomorrow, all day, North Star starts their end-of-the-year art exhibition, which is at the Lux Art Center, and that runs through mid-May. 9:30, we have all schools boys golf at Yankee Hill Country Club. 1:30, we have the LPS Championship track and field at Lincoln High. 5 p.m. baseball, North Star, Lincoln High at Sherman. 5 p.m. boys soccer, Lincoln High at Northeast at YMCA Spirit One. That's over by 84th and O Street. 7 p.m. Lincoln High Theater is doing the Mummers show, Hamlet, in the Sorensen Theater. They're also doing that on Friday and on Saturday. And 7:30 p.m. tomorrow, Northeast Theater is doing an evening of one-act plays in the auditorium. They are also doing that on Friday. Sunday at 7 p.m., we have the Lincoln Youth Symphony Concert at Southwest High School. Those kids put in a lot of work throughout the year, and so you want to go check those kids out. Very good music. Monday, 8:30 a.m., the East Invitational Girls Tennis. That's over at Woods. Boys and Girls District Soccer starts on Monday. And 5 p.m. baseball, Northeast versus Southwest at Sherman. Those seasons also coming to their end. Tuesday, the 30th, remember that's a PLC day, so there's early dismissal. 9:30 a.m., boys golf invitational over at Wilderness Ridge. 4 p.m. Southeast versus Southwest at Woods. Knights versus the Silverhawks. 5 p.m. Middle school. I am having a hard time through here. 5 p.m. Middle School Orchestra and Jazz Contest. That's happening at Irving and at Leffler. And then finally, 5 p.m. Baseball, Lincoln High versus Southeast over at Sherman. Woo!
There is a lot going on. You can definitely tell it's the end of the school year with all of those activities.
And in a couple weeks, there will be almost nothing.
Almost nothing. Well, last Thursday, like we said, our communications group welcomed 8 students from the Arnold Elementary School Community Learning Center Junior Jobs Club. It's an after-school club that they run. They explored different career paths, and one of them just happened to be communications. They got a tour of our production room where we videotape our board meetings, and they got to see graphics and all of our communications department, and they even sat down and helped us with this week's Stories from Lincoln Public Schools. And they had some pretty insightful advice, Brian, so let's take a listen. And I'm here with Dana Kranowitter. She is the Arnold Community Learning Center School Community Coordinator, and she has brought with us, we are actually recording this podcast in front of a live studio audience, never been done before. We've got our Junior Jobs Club from the Arnold Community Learning Center, and they have joined us today. They are learning about communications as a career field. Welcome, Dana.
Thank you very much.
Dana, tell us a little bit about this Junior Jobs Club. What is it, and how did it get started?
Well, Junior Jobs Club is an opportunity for our students to learn about 6 different career fields that they could explore possible jobs in. And we really started it as an opportunity for kids to get more real world experience in learning about jobs that they could possibly do after they graduate high school or college.
And so what kind of things have you done? Have you taken them on field trips, or what experiences have you given them?
Yes, so they're probably really tired of this activity, but every career field, we do a card sort activity where there's specific jobs that they get to sort as interesting to them or not interesting to them, and we do that for all 6 career fields. And then we do different activities. So I think their funnest activity is obviously field trips. But we also did a marketing activity where they had to pick an object and do a marketing campaign around that object. That was part of our business services career field. We made butter for our ag services or agriculture, natural resources and food career field. And then we get out in the community. So we've been to Kawasaki for technical science. We've been to...
Help her out, kids. Nelnet
for business services. Are those the only two? And obviously here is our most favorite office of all time.
Yeah.
Yes, we were going to take some additional field trips, but obviously the weather and our third session of clubs did not cooperate with us. But
understandable.
Yes, those are some of the activities that we've been doing.
You mentioned the community partnerships, and we have talked about this before, but how important are those community partnerships with the Community Learning Center and what you are able to offer to the students for those after-school clubs?
Well, obviously, our community partners are extremely critical, because without them, we would not be taking these field trips. For example, Kawasaki lets us in after hours and takes us around their whole manufacturing floor. So we get to see an inside look. I mean, just like here, we got to see an inside look at the production of some of the videos that you do and get to participate in a podcast. So community partners, we're going to the Career Academy so that we get to explore career pathways as part of this club, so they know what they can do in high school if they're interested. So without those partnerships, we'd still be at the school doing the card sort activity. And it just really increases and expands what we can do with kids.
Is this the first year that you've done the Jobs Club?
Nope, this is our second.
And so what kind of successes have you seen from this activity?
We actually had a very in-depth evaluation during our first year, because this club is also funded through a Department of Ed Expanded Learning Opportunities grant. So we did extensive evaluation, and we really found that kids it really does expand their knowledge of different careers, and Also, one piece that I didn't mention that we do are job skills activities. So we also not only are learning about specific career fields, but we're also doing job skills. So for example, I think we like the breakout box.
Do you guys like the breakout box? I'm seeing a lot of yeses.
Okay. So we did that less last year, but it was such a big hit that I've been trying to do that more with this group because it really is about those important soft skills when you get a job. Communication, being able to work with a team, those different kinds of skills that you need on your job every day that we don't necessarily teach during the school day.
Right. And so those community partners, that funding is allowing you to expand what they learn during the day.
Absolutely.
But get those soft skills, which I use every day in my job.
Exactly.
So.
Yes.
Great. Well, I think we're going to interview some of your job club members. Awesome. And we'll get to hear from them. All right. All right. So tell me your name and what grade you're in.
I am Josie and I'm in fourth grade.
Josie, thank you for joining me today on this podcast. So this podcast is actually called Stories from Lincoln Public Schools. And Josie, I want to know your story. What do you like about Junior Jobs Club and the Community Learning Center?
I like it because we get to go on field trips. It's so much fun and you get to make new friends every day.
Well, that sounds like a fun reason to join. What has been your favorite activity this far?
Going on field trips.
Oh, here at the district office and learning about communication. So what did you learn today about communications?
I learned that there's a whole bunch of different ways to communicate, like over the internet and like that.
Different platforms and ways for us to tell the stories. Yeah. So I have a separate question. This is nothing to do with the Jobs Club, but I want to know, because you're a fourth grader, you've had several years at Arnold Elementary, and we're getting to the end of the school year. If you had a piece of advice for a new student coming into Arnold next year into kindergarten, what piece of advice would you give that student?
Just keep trying.
I like that piece of advice. Josie, thank you for joining me today.
I'm Colin. I go to Arnold and I'm in fourth grade.
And Colin, I understand that your mom actually works here at the district office, Elizabeth, and she works in risk case management. Say hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Awesome. All right, Colin. So I'm going to ask you, what has been your favorite part of Junior Jobs Club?
Just getting to learn different things about the real world and how once we get to the point where we're choosing jobs and we're getting into career fields, just learning about how that kind of works and getting some advice from people that have had jobs before.
So being through all of these different fields, what career are you going to pick?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I think like a baseball coach or something would be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool. And that's something you could do working for a school district, right? Being a baseball coach, teacher. Yeah. Awesome. So let me ask you something that has nothing to do with Jobs Club now, because you're a big fourth grader as well. What piece of advice would you give a kindergarten student coming into Arnold Elementary next fall?
Probably just like go with the flow, because sometimes teachers can be a little bit confusing, and trust me, they don't know that when they are and when they aren't. So just kind of roll with the punches and they'll do fine.
I think that is sage advice. Colin, thank you for joining me. All right. I am joined here with Madeline. She's the only fifth grade student in the group. Madeline's got lots of wisdom to impart on us here in this Stories from Lincoln Public Schools. Madeline, what has been your favorite part of the Junior Jobs Club?
Well, looking back on all the activities, I think it would be most of the activities we did to learn about the skills, like making butter and charades so we could get things across to people with the communication arts.
That's very important, because you've got to have different ways of getting your message across to people, and you got to find different ways to do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you want to do when you grow up?
I think I'm going to become a chef.
Ooh, a chef. Why a chef?
Well, I'm kind of interested in cooking, and I love eating delicious food. It's kind of a win-win.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to eating at your restaurant someday then. So as a big fifth grader, where are you going to go to middle school next year?
I'm going to go with a lot of my other fifth grade friends to SCO.
To SCO Skyhawks. Very good. And what are you most looking forward to in sixth grade?
Definitely their choirs and singing clubs.
Oh, so you enjoy the music arts. Fabulous. And what is your last final words to impart on those kindergarten students coming into Arnold Elementary next year?
Try not to worry about getting all of it understood and done like I did, because that kind of made me have anxiety and get nervous. But make sure to get your work in, though, because that's really important.
Very good advice. Thank you so much. I think we're getting some great words of wisdom here from our students in the Junior Jobs Club. Thank you so much, Madeline. All right, so tell me who you are and what grade are you in?
My name's Isabella. I'm in third grade.
All right, Isabella, and you also are participating in this Junior Jobs Club at Arnold Community Learning Center. What has been your favorite part so far?
Learning about, like, new jobs and, like, finding out the jobs I like to do and don't like to do.
Wonderful. And what do you think is the most important thing that you guys are getting out of this experience doing the Junior Jobs Club?
Getting all the jobs to know.
Knowing what all there is to offer, right? Mm-hmm. Very good. And as a third grader, what piece of advice do you have to next year's third graders who are coming in?
Just keep on trying and work your best.
Keep on trying and work your best. I like that. Thank you so much, Isabella, for joining us today. All right, joining me now is Ellie. She's a third grader at Arnold Elementary, and she is part of today's Junior Jobs Club. Ellie, what has been your favorite part of today?
Doing this,
the podcast? Yeah. Awesome. And what has been your favorite experience this year in Junior Jobs Club?
Probably the breakout box.
The breakout box. Tell me what a breakout box is.
It's where you find clues and unlock stuff. So then you get a prize.
Is it challenging? Yeah?
Yeah.
Very challenging. Very good. Ellie, you're a third grader. So what kind of advice do you have for incoming kindergarten students who are coming to Arnold next year?
You should turn in your homework because there's a lot of it, because it's going to get harder every year.
That's true. That's true. Ellie, thank you so much for joining me. All right. And my next guest, introduce yourself.
My name is Kendall and I am in third grade.
Hi, Kendall from third grade at Arnold. Thank you for joining me today. Is it nice being here?
Yeah.
It's nice being here. Awesome. What has been your favorite part of Junior Jobs Club?
Learning about all the jobs and making sure what job I want to be when I grow up so that I wouldn't be confused what jobs I don't like and what I do like.
So what have you found that you do like?
I like being with animals, so I want to be a vet when I grow up.
Oh, that sounds like fun. What about animals do you like?
When I tell other people, they get surprised, but I like snakes.
Ooh, snakes. Yeah, I'm not sure I would like snakes.
And I also like mice.
But I think it's important that you work with all animals if you want to be a veterinarian, right? Mm-hmm. You can't discriminate against animals. You got to help them all, big and small.
Oh, and when you asked me of what animals I like, and I said snakes, one time when I was like, 5 or something, we went to the zoo with my mom, and there was a guy that was holding a corn snake, and he would let us pet it. And so I did, and I just jumped up and down after I stopped petting it.
That sounds exciting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so as a big third grader, Kendall, what piece of advice would you give to an incoming kindergarten student next fall?
Never give up and keep on trying.
Never give up and do your best. I like that. Thank you, Kendall, for joining me.
Thank you.
What a fun experience for all these kids. I love hearing all their different job ideas, things that they want to do with their lives, and the fun experience that they're getting through this club. Be fantastic if all students could go through this.
I think so. And I think Dana does a great job of setting this up, working with those community partners. She's built those relationships with the community partners to bring them in. This isn't the first time we've seen Dana this year. She brought in some people from the construction field and had a construction club after school for her community learning center. And so kids got to work with industry professionals, and they got to work with cement and design and build stuff. And then the last day, I think it might have got rained out, they were going to bring in all the big equipment and have the kids actually go up into the big construction equipment and check it out. So Dana does a really great job of finding those great connections in our community, bringing them into the schools so that kids can experience all the world around them, not just what's in their classrooms.
Sounds like you did a really good job, Mindy, of teaching them about communications.
Well, I tried. We had a team here, people helping. We did some video work with them. We took some photos, and just to let them see that there are many jobs within the school district besides teaching and administrators. There's a whole group of people that support those people, like our communications team. And I want to thank our communications team that helped. We had Caitlin Lucan, Sam Steffen, Josh Genrich, and Doug Dickinson help with that event. And so I want to shout out to them as well.
Good. Well, if there's anything that you've heard today that you'd like to hear more about, there's links to everything we've talked about right up on the podcast page at lps.org/podcast. We'll also put a link to that construction story that we ran a couple months ago that Mindy was just talking about. And if you'd like to subscribe and get notified each Wednesday-ish when we push up a new episode. You can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Google Play, Pocket Casts, and Spotify. Links to all of those services are also up on lps.org/podcast. So that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us for Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.